Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. We're finishing up our study in 2 Samuel chapter 19, and our text for study takes on an interesting shape. This section that we are studying parallels or mirrors a previous section of Scripture way back in 2 Samuel chapter 15. And that's when the men of Israel decide to side with Absalom, and David is told that the hearts of the men of Israel have gone after Absalom. And right after that, we see that as David is leaving Jerusalem, he encountered Ittai, Ziba, and Shammai. Ittai professed absolute loyalty to David. Ziba brought nourishment to David, but brought some bad news concerning Mephibosheth. And Shammai tried to stone David. Well, in 2 Samuel 19, it tells us that David was able to sway the heart of Judah as one man. And on his way back into Jerusalem, he has encounters with three men, Shammai, Mephibosheth, and Barzillai. So in chapter 15, we see a snapshot of what is going on in the kingdom, and then three encounters with different people that reveal motivations and allegiances. In chapter 19, we have a snapshot at the beginning and end of the passage of what is going on in the kingdom, and then three encounters with different people that reveal motivations and allegiances. So our first encounter is with Shammai, who was once the stoner, but now he turns into a schmoozer. When Shammai gets word that David is being brought back as the king, he realizes that his life could be on the line for what he had attempted to do earlier. You remember that, right? He cursed David. He called him worthless and accused David of acts that David did not commit. And now Shammai is thinking, how can I save my own skin? King David could have me executed. So Shammai makes a show. He runs out of his house, gathers up as many men as he can, and takes off towards the Jordan River. Shammai splashes into the water and finally gets through all of David's family and men and falls down in front of the king, soaking wet, and makes his case. Please forgive me. Please pardon me. I know I was wrong to do all that I did. Please don't take it to heart. Please don't hold a grudge against me. Well, Abishai certainly thinks that Shammai is deserving of death, and perhaps he is. But David acts shrewdly at this point. He doesn't want this day to be marked by spite or revenge. He doesn't want another battle because remember, Shammai had brought 1,000 men with him that day. So David gives Shammai an oath of peace. You shall not die. The question is, was Shammai sincere at this point? Does Shammai really honor David as the king? Is Shammai truly repentant over what he did to David and said to David? Or has Shammai just been caught in the shifting tides? Previously, Shammai took advantage of an opportune time to kick at David at one of David's lowest moments. But now, David is reestablished as the king. So what's going on? Well, what puts me over the edge about Shammai is this one statement. Behold, I have come this day, the first of all the house of Joseph, to come down and meet my Lord the king. Shammai is saying, look at how much better my repentance and my honoring of you, it's so much better than any other. Well, that's not repentance at all. This is political expediency. Shammai knows the winds have blown to fill David's sails now, and he doesn't want to be blown away himself. He wants to catch a ride in David's kingdom. True repentance is never marked by you commenting on how good your repentance is, how much better it is than other people's repentance. Devotion to the king is not marked by that. Loyalty to the God of grace does not pray, thank you that I'm not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterous, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all I get. Repentance doesn't boast. Repentance doesn't shine or glitter. Repentance is dust and ashes. It is grief and weeping and hatred of your own sin. So as you pray today, does repentance need to be included in that prayer? And as you continue to pray, please remember Larry and Tammy Wood, our European coordinators. And also remember the YAL LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Malawi.